to blame it all on my dick. I showed up real thick.
That's the way you do it.
Hey folks, welcome to another episode of the Funny for Nothing podcast. We're coming to you live from beautiful Beverly Grove, California. The sun is shining, the palm trees are going, and the sound is good.
Sound's flowing, palm trees are growing, and the titties are showing.
Afraid. There's been a lot of wind lately, and there's these skinny palm trees outside my house. I'm afraid they're going to fall down, and I'm also afraid every time I'm out there of getting fucking whacked in the head with a palm frond.
Yeah, dude, you better be careful.
I'm so afraid of being on like a fail video. I'm like a CCTV palm frond falling off, hitting me. I fall down, my penis pops out, and everyone's like,
"Yeah, dude." Boom. And you're just cut. You're sliced open on your dome, and just, you're bleeding out.
Yeah, I'm not even afraid of dying. I'm afraid of getting embarrassed on Chive TV.
Dude, that dude, you don't want to get embarrassed on Chive, dude. Chive will embarrass the shit out of you. You got to be careful. If you want to see me, guys, come out to the Improv. 420. 420 in the lab, baby. A big pothead show. And then I'll be in San Diego at the end of this. This, I think it's the end of next weekend. No, the weekend after that. Yeah, I'll be in San Diego 19th and the 20th. If you want to come out there, I'll be with old... on the 19th, I'll be out there with Willie.
Willie Simon?
Willie Simon.
Wow. The flying Hawaiian.
The flying Hawaiian.
I'm all over the place, dude, this week. I'm fucking here and there. I'm in town. But May 22nd through the 26th, if you're in Sacramento, Santa Rosa, San Francisco, or Santa Cruz, come out and see your boy slinging the funnies in the freaking Bay Area, dude. Bay Area! What are you looking at on your phone, dude?
I'm just checking my dates, dude.
Start the podcast, and you look at you. You're
I know. I had to just double check. I want to see. I got another show I want to make sure I'm putting in here for whatever, old David Oofelter.
Ugh. No, it's fine.
Ugh.
Well, let's get it going, dude. Get off your phone, bro. What do you got to live in the moment, man?
Dude, fill us in on your life.
My life is fucking fine. Everything's fine. I went to a concert last night. I was disappointed.
You were?
Yes.
Why?
It was just okay. It's Tyler Childers, who I love. Knew I had to go to see the show because I've been trying to get over to it before. And it was fun. It was good when it was good, but it was just fucking passionless is what it was.
Really?
The worst thing that could happen is one of your favorite musicians getting sober. That's the worst thing that could happen. Because there are songs that he purposely doesn't do because they glorify drinking and drug use, and now he's a man of God.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably always was. But still, it's like, he plays some stuff, a lot of good music he still plays, but it's like, there was a section in the concert where you could tell everybody was pretty fucking bored, and it's like, dude, you could fucking tear this place apart right now.
That's a bummer.
It really was. So people were leaving.
That's wild.
There were people that, like, our section was pretty, like, not empty, but there was a few people definitely left.
That's bad.
It was fun. Overall, it was fun. It was disappointing.
I went and watched Van Halen once, and really? It was the same shit. It was, like, bad. It was just not good.
It was just a bummer. And it's hard to, I mean, seeing an act in an arena is hard because there's so much going on. And, like, there's so much going on that, you know, we were side stage. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Just the band was great, but it's like, you know when a band is so good? This is a thing. You know whenever he has like a 9-piece band, which is crazy. But you know when a band is so good that it's almost boring?
Yeah. I see that a lot. Like on, it's just so polished.
Yeah.
And whatever. I mean, that's what like.
It was good. And it's like
90% of like smooth jazz musicians.
Yeah.
Are like the best musicians
so
in the world.
When a band is really tight, it's cool boring. And fun to see, but it was just like not, it wasn't it.
Yeah.
And it sucked because it's like, I think he's, you know, he's great. It just seemed like, at times it just seemed like he was kind of bored of it. And this is my biggest issue, folks. There are some people who are listening to this who will understand. If you're a country musician, you at least need to be pretending to strum a guitar the whole time. Even if it's not plugged in, it's not turned on, you can't just stand up there and sing. You got to pretend to strum the guitar.
Unless you got moves, you know?
Even if you got moves, you can
do it. If you're Usher.
No, you have to. I'm talking about country music.
I know.
You have to at least for the most part, for most of it, I would say fucking 75, 80% of the time, you have to be pretending to, at least pretending to strum a guitar. Well, I've seen people pretending to do it where you can tell it's not even on.
Yeah.
But they're still fucking doing it. That's just part of the thing.
It's just a cardboard box with a hole in it.
I fucking something, dude.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the, I mean, it's awkward. It's got to be awkward there when you're not singing, you know, and you're just standing up there and somebody's jamming out and you're just going.
Yeah, you're just pointing.
Yeah.
I was just, it was really.
Dick Miggles on the steel guitar.
It was fun. I had a good time, but it was disappointing. And everybody that I was with was disappointed.
That's a bummer.
We did, I don't know if this, oh, I'm going to play this. So beforehand, we go to a bar near the Forum called the Nile. Can't recommend it enough in Inglewood, but definitely there were some people that you could tell were not thrilled with our presence, and that's okay.
Well, you were in Inglewood.
It was popping. It was fun. It was very much grown and sexy in there.
Yeah, grown and sexy.
It was very much grown and sexy.
Is that a new album you're working on?
You know grown and sexy. you know what that is, right?
Not exactly. That's, no,
I can't believe that. I've coming from your world. Grown and sexy is a term that I would say that's used by like 45 plus. Black folks that are like having a fun, mature party, you know,
okay,
but it's like,
okay.
Where's loud music, but it's everybody's cool, you know, everybody's doing their thing, grown and sexy. So we're at this bar and there's a DJ and he's spinning, doing whatever, playing music. And then he starts, I talked to him on the way out because I was like, dude, that shit was cool and hilarious. He was like, oh, I was doing it on the fly. I was like, I'm glad you noticed. He started doing Tyler Childers remixes.
Oh, shit.
During the thing. Let me see if this will come through because he started doing a Feathered Indians remix. Can you
what
hear
in
it?
The world? Yeah.
He's like, home. And he's just like putting it over the thing. It was, I told him afterwards, I was like, dude, I was like, that fucking Feathered Indians remix was fire. He was laughing. He was like, that was like, young dude.
Well, people were pissed you were there. There were some people giving you eyeballs.
Not really.
You just,
but we
it.
Did. I'm telling you, we absolutely were segregated to the top floor. I'm not even joking. There was like a loft area with a bunch of tables, and they put everybody that was there that was obviously going to the Tyler Childers concert after they left there upstairs. But got to tell you, the fucking lemon pepper wings off the chain. Everything was great. I loved this place. I would go back.
Yeah.
It was very much grown and sexy.
I
like a grown and sexy time.
Hey, oh, yeah. You're fine. Love a lemon pepper wing.
Lemon pepper wing was great. They had great wings. Happy hour looks good. I wasn't there on a happy hour day. But, Everything was smooth. Got fucking, the parking was pretty easy. $50 parking split between three people.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's a nice thing to do if you go to a concert. If someone offers to drive and there's four of you guys, you split the parking pass among everybody who's not driving.
Absolutely.
Easy peasy, nothing to it.
I'm usually driving, so yeah. I always appreciate that.
At the Forum, easy parking, great staff down there at the Forum.
Great staff at the Forum. We really appreciate the staff. Want to shout out to the vendors out there. Great work tonight.
It was funny to see people in Trump gear at a liberal country concert.
Dude, hell yeah.
Because that's very much, he's very much like a lib country guy.
Yeah, dude.
There's people in Trump stuff.
It's
heard somebody in the bathroom say the big one, F-A-G.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Talking about somebody, I don't even remember, know exactly. I wish I would have seen who he was talking about.
Dude, was he talking about Jackson?
Yeah, I wish. No, he was this guy, and it's funny too, because this is a funny move always is when a woman uses the men's restroom at a concert because there's whatever.
Nobody really cares.
Somebody recommended Kelly do that, so she came down there with me.
Nice.
And
did you guys get busy in the bathroom, dude?
I wish. I love getting busy.
Getting domed up in like a 25 stall bathroom.
Yeah, I would have loved that. People, you look out and you can see 10 eyes looking through the crack. People on each other's shoulders. No, but this guy came down. He's like, man, I feel free to go to a concert. I don't know why you got dressed like a damn pig. Literally, this guy's talking to his friend. I don't know who he was talking about. He's like, I get it. You're from California. I wanted to be like, would you shut the hell up? We're out here to have fun.
Yeah, dude, somebody was dropping the F about Jackson at the show we did in Bishop. I was telling Bruce before the pod started, this guy was just like, I'm going to kill that free. I'm going to, man, I swear to God.
Like, it is so funny to just be watching somebody doing comedy and your first thought is that guy, like you says, if that guy comes back here, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, dude. And
how old was this guy?
50s, maybe. So he's an older guy. You know.
Do you think you could have slugged him one?
No, I mean, I wasn't interested. If I was going to do anything, it would have to be a one and done, you know, like a, maybe a big, heavy beer glass to the back of the head or something.
Would you do that to somebody to try to kill him?
I mean, it would have to be life or death circumstances, or like somebody else's, you know, safety was.
You know what's funny is I just remembered right now, I was in Bishop or Mammoth, and we almost all got into it with some guy. Didn't I? Not you. It was me and Voki.
I wasn't there yet.
This guy. Have you heard this story? This guy was. This guy was fucking with us at the bar. We were playing pool afterwards at this brewery. And they were like, hey, guys, we're going to do last call in a few minutes. We're like, oh, cool. And this drunk-ass dude comes up, and we're all playing pool, and he grabs the ball, and he's like, you guys are done. You're done. And we were, like, laughing. We're like, okay. We're like, do you work here? And he's like, no. And so we were like, okay, then fuck off. Like, whatever.
What the hell?
And we were just laughing. And then he, like, kept – and I was like – and it was me – who was it? It was me – maybe me, Bailey, Moquin, and Voki.
Yeah.
And so we were like, go away. Like, leave us alone. And then, like, he came back – like, came back over and was like, I'll show you guys are done. And Brian, and I think we were all just kind of like, fuck off. And then Brian was like, are you okay, man? And he goes, yeah. And then Brian was like, you look nervous. And I was like, oh, we're trashing this dude. And then I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you seem like you're all out of sorts. Why don't you just take it easy, you know?
Yeah.
And then we were all just kind of around the table. We were kind of just staring, like, psy-oping him. And you could tell that he was, like, his whatever was shattered, his masculinity. And then on the way out, still one of my favorite things I've ever done to anybody. We were all leaving. We were all like, oh, all right, hey, man, we're going to take off. And then we're walking out. And I was like, what was your name again, man? And he was like, Kevin. And I went in to go. And I was like, I'm Bruce. And I put my hand out for a handshake. And then he reached his hand out. And I went, woo! And I ran it back my hair. And then we left. It was so funny. We were loving it.
Yeah, dude, there's always weird shit. Like when I go to Bass Lake, I just remember a dude walking up and just like being like, you did not do well to one of the comics, and like, I'm gonna buy you a drink, and like, yeah. Just
at
like,
least that's polite. At least he's not like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Well, dude, this guy, it was wild. And then I told, you know, he was doing all that shit at the show. By the way, everybody else having a blast the whole time. Like, Jackson was crushing, doing fantastic, and he was just not having it. You know, not having it at all. Anybody else
like, knock it off.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of people.
You
can tell
he's the town crier.
Kind of, but everybody was fucking hammered, dude. And there was like these four dudes that were all like, they just looked like they just got off a rig, you know, an oil rig. And they were all sitting at the bar.
That's my target demo.
Yeah, dude. But for Jackson, Jackson's up there just like, I'm horny. Yeah, I'm horny.
They're like, we might want to take this guy out to the rig and teach him a thing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna bring you boys to a sexual orgasm, to climax. And just like going nuts. And these guys are just like, what the hell? I went up to get a beer at one point, and Jackson was like, I love sliding in the DMs or whatever. And one of the guys goes, man, what the fuck is guy talking about? Man? What the hell is a DM? And I'm like,
it's funny though, because I like it whenever dudes like that actually are kind of like getting it, and they're like, this guy's crazy.
Well, afterwards they came up to him and were like, great show, you know, they enjoyed it. But Jackson was like, I'm gonna get drugged behind a car today, like just freaking out.
But it's funny whenever there are weird guys, like not weird guys, like tough guys like that who see like alternative comedy, I guess you would call
yes,
it, and be like,
yeah.
Damn, that was crazy. You're crazy, man.
Yeah,
you're one of them crazy motherfuckers.
What is a DM?
You're in Bishop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough place. Did you go to that barbecue spot?
Nah, dude. Ooh. We had to leave because we all had to get back to work, you know, the next day.
We're all to get back to the work.
Work next
people
day.
Don't want to work no damn more.
Nobody wants to work.
Yeah, dude. I saw this guy I know, or I grew up around last night. I fucking couldn't. Man, I was pretty drunk, and he was just like, Bruce, what's up? And I was like, racking the Rolodex. And I was like, what's up, dude? And Kelly kind of saved me because she was like, what, you're not going to introduce me to these people? I was like, yeah. Oh, and I went to be like, this is, and I was like, my girlfriend.
Because
I was going to be like, this is this guy. And then once he said, I was like, oh, I remember who the fuck this is now.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, I'm like, and I don't even want to be rude because it's not like I don't know these people, but I just like, I fucking come in contact with like briefly so many random fucking people that it's like, it happened to me on Thursday too. This guy who like apparently used to do open mics that I haven't seen in a long time. But he came up and was like, what's up, Bruce? And I try to be positive about it where I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? I was like, remind me. And I was like, we know each other. I was like, and I'm like, you're a comic, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Sorry. I'm fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens all the time. I mean, Los Angeles trains.
I just try.
You to
I try to,
too.
I try not to fake it because if you're faking it, I feel like people can tell.
I'm just friendly to everybody, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I try not to be like, dude, oh my God, so good to see you. I can't believe this and that. Where I'm really just trying to be like, let me try to fucking be honest
some guy,
in the situation.
I was walking out, Mike Menendez to his car the other night, and some guy was just like,
you need to protect him?
Well, I was driving him up the hill because he had parked far away. And yeah, I always protect the men in my life, you know. But this guy was just like, "Hey, oh, Mike!" Like went nuts. And then Mike was like, "Oh, hey!" And then the guy like saw me and was like, "God, dude, oh my gosh, how you been?" I have no clue who this guy is. And still? I'm just like, "Yeah," I'm just like, "Hey, good to meet you," or whatever. So then I drive Mike up to his car. I come back. And he sees me and he like shakes my hands. He's like, "Man, I got to tell you, I thought you were somebody else. I thought you were somebody else, man. I hope you're not pissed or whatever."
I hope you're not pissed. You should have been like, "I am pissed, you fucking asshole."
It's fine. And I go, "If you really want to make it up to me, you could book me for that show you were talking about." And he goes, "Oh, gee, yeah, I mean, I owe you one, man. I owe you one now." I go, "Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do."
You fucking bullied this guy?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Dude. Bullied, I was dude. Like,
you're
yeah.
bullying people. I gotta try to get
spots, man. I gotta do everything I can.
Spots are overrated, man. You don't need spots.
Dude, yeah, whatever. You're the fucking spot king.
I don't get
dude.
Shit. I don't get it. I had barely. If I didn't have the Comedy Store, I would be fucking shit out of luck.
Well, you do have the Comedy Store.
I know, dude. Well, sooner or later, it'll be a parking lot, and we'll all be free.
Yeah, dude. You think you'll be able to get good parking?
I hope so. I still hope they have keep the same honor system of being able to park there.
Dude, that would be so fucked if they turned that thing into a parking lot.
What? It or you?
No, that.
Oh, yeah.
Life, it just.
I mean, why wouldn't you? If you owned it and you didn't care about comedy and you wanted to piss off your mom, who's dead.
Yeah, I guess. By the way, did you see the stores getting sued?
That's I was there for that. That's fake news. Can't talk about official business, but it's fake news.
Yeah, some guy got beat up and then
he didn't get. I'll tell you off podcast the real
story. No, I mean, I saw there's a video. It's all out there.
Is it the guy who's on the ground in the front and security? Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
he's in the gutter and one of the security guards.
He's on the sidewalk and the security guard's holding him down.
He's in the gutter. You got to watch. I saw
the video.
It's online. You just look. It's literally. It's
Am
like
I in the video?
You might be. It's like on the New York Times or something. It was like a big magazine or a big newspaper.
In the video, do I walk up to him and say the cops are here and they're going to fuck you in the ass?
No. But one of the security guards is like down in his face like, "Call me, slap me, bitch. You slap me." Like, and he's in his face and the guy's basically under a car in the gutter.
If it's the same guy I'm thinking of, that guy smacked a female security guard.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah. And then that guy was calling the GM... Italian racial slurs while they waited for the cops to get there.
You gotta love that, dude. When you miss, you get the wrong nationality with your slurs.
Well, he is Italian.
Is he really? Yeah. Oh, okay, my bad.
He got it pretty spot on.
Oh shit! Wait, I didn't know the GM was Italian.
Yeah, he's very much Italian.
That changes everything.
Pretty sure.
I think if I bring some spaghetti in, they'll give you a
spaghetti. He'll be like, "Mamma mia.
I brought you my best meatballs." It's just a bunch of, it's five meatballs in a plastic bag.
Yeah. Dude, fucking, we were doing the Laugh Factory in Covina, and the guy who runs it used to be a comic back in the day. Now he runs a bunch of Laugh Factories, this Italian dude, and he fucking cooked us up legit, like, catering tins of pasta and like garlic bread. All
that's
awesome.
Great.
Harry Basil, dude, he's the fucking Harry Basil, great Italian name.
Dude, Fraser brought up the Covina Laugh Factory last night.
It's awesome. It's crazy because whenever you hear those words, Covina Laugh, it's like, it literally though is like 100. It feels like a 200 seat theater. It feels like a mini Fox theater. It's fucking awesome.
That's cool.
It's really crazy. I was shocked,
dude. I told Fraser my they them joke, and he wanted to buy it off me.
Did he? How much did he offer you?
I didn't. He goes, "How much you sell it for?" I go, $20,000.
Yeah. Well, I'll get back to that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Fraser's the man. You saw him at the improv last night.
Yeah.
I was looking for some pussy, and I don't know.
Dude, Jeselnik, consummate professional.
Oh yeah, he's a man.
20-minute spot. He gets off at 19 minutes and 52 seconds, dude. Like every time. I was loving it.
Yeah, he's a man. Solid bro.
And Orny Adams did, you know, 15 spot, turn it into a 30 minute spot.
Dude, you can't be talking business stuff like this on here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think it's sold out. I might have standby tickets. I'm opening for Anthony at the store on Wednesday, April 10th.
Fuck yeah.
Doing that fucking hour.
That'll be sick. How much time are you doing?
I don't know.
5 minutes?
Probably an hour.
Yeah, probably just a double hour.
Triple hour. Probably have three comics on there all do an hour.
That's sick, dude. That's what everybody wants to see. A 3 hour
show.
They want
to see a person get up after 2 hours. Man, last night, really got a feel sometimes for the opening act at a concert.
Dude, yeah. Am I still in the shot here?
Yeah.
When I'm like this? Yeah, dude. There are so many good bands. I mean,
the band last night was good, but it's just like there's so much equipment on stage that's covered with sheets that looks like a fucking bunch of ghosts are hanging around the band. The people, it's an arena full of people still moving. It looks like a fucking... You know whenever Japanese people do that, like, that walking dance where it's like, there's like squares of people, like groups of people all in lines, and they walk towards each other, and then they like cross perfectly.
Yeah,
what it like looks like is going on out there.
Yeah.
The lights are up. It's just nobody gives a shit.
Good times.
I'm going to start heckling them.
Lots of Asians, you just
saying? No, I'm just saying that was my fucking example of the what it feels like whenever people are doing that, because it's like, that's what it... There's just people moving. There's just seas of people. There's 20,000 people there.
That's wild. Yeah, dude. Jeff Baldinger introduced me to a new band, Lawrence. I'd never heard of them before.
Lawrence.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of different family members with just sick harmonies and just groovy shit.
I hate music, dude. I'm
and horns, music. Big horns section.
They wear horns or they play horns?
Huh?
They wear horns or they play horns?
They play horns. Yeah, they don't wear horns.
Yeah, I like going to concerts, and I'm really bummed out today about this thing because I also spent some fucking cash.
I get it.
Ticket wasn't the cheapest thing in the world. Got a couple fucking beers there. Looking back at my credit card statement today, it's fucking not great, pal.
No, dude.
Not thrilled about it.
Start cutting them clips, you know? Stay on top.
I've been lazy. Now I got to get back in the game.
Dude, I love it.
Better save up. No, I just got to get some fuck. I just need somebody to give me like 50 grand and I'll quit comedy.
Dude, that's easy. That's easy.
Have someone who find someone to give me 50 grand to quit comedy.
Piece of cake. Yeah.
What if I could sell how much I could sell my act for?
I don't know. I don't think it would.
You think I could find a rich guy who wants to do comedy but doesn't know how to write jokes to give him my act for 50 grand?
Probably. Nah, dude, you'll get, I mean.
My act is priceless.
You're a hop, skip, and a jump away from selling to somebody. I mean,
selling my act.
No, I mean selling like getting to some sort of special thing or whatever.
Never,
dude. I'm telling you,
nobody fucks with me. I'm a fucking lone motherfucker, dude. I'm just out here. I gotta stay
up
on the grind. No, that's the truth, dude.
Opening for Jeselnik on this thing.
You're
out there, Pauly Shore's opener.
My bro, Pauly.
You're a regular.
My friend, my good pal, Pauly Shore.
Yeah, dude.
Call him right now, dude. Bro.
Bro. Dude, you should hit him up right now. Call him.
See what's up.
He's on the pod.
Call him and see what's up. Yeah. There's nothing to ask him. Should we call him for a comment on the lawsuit article?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Call him for comment?
Dude, yeah. It'd be like, hey, what?
No, he's probably pissed as fuck because he doesn't even own it. He's not even.
I know.
He's probably fucking mad as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty wild because he's named. It's his pictures.
It's his picture and it says Pauly Shore's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Which is like not even accurate.
He has no.
It also says in there that the security guard was like, this is for Pauly. And it's like, in what world? We do not live in a movie. We know what I'm saying? We don't live in a movie where it's like nobody delivers dramatic lines like that.
Dude, he. Absolute psychopath, dude. Whoever, like
whoever wrote that article is definitely like friends with that guy, whoever it was, and like did it as a favor because it's just, I don't understand how that's news.
I really do not understand either.
Remember a few years ago at that show at the Virgil where they were saying that the fucking security guard like power bombed a lady because she didn't like TJ Miller?
Yes. Yeah, dude. I do remember that. Yeah, there's the article.
Not a very flattering picture.
And there's a video on there too.
Where's the video? Is there a video on it?
Yeah, there's a video somewhere on there. Because I watched it yesterday.
I don't think there is a video. It's on the article?
I think so.
Is it filmed for like from a live streamer?
I don't know. It was filmed from like further down. Where like towards the paid lot.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, dude, there it is. Yeah, dude. Here, put the audio in there just so at least there's something. No, I mean put the microphone up to it.
Oh no, it's dumb.
Well, I'm just saying, so there's the people are hearing something.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I remember this. This is a different one than I was thinking of, I think.
Yeah, the dude's in the fucking gutter at the end, and the security guard's down there, like, and then AJ's like holding a guy back. It's so fucking stupid, dude. It's like, chill out, guys. He's on the floor. He's on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Like, did you commenting on the video and stuff? Did you sharing to my Instagram?
Yeah. It says he soiled himself. It says he soiled himself? Question mark.
I mean, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Well, he says he's a comic in the article too.
Yeah, who knows?
A sketch comic.
I can't be reached for comment.
No, sir.
I can't be reached for comment. I'm inclined to say that's fake news. But that was funny because that was in the same spot, but I believe that is actually a different one that I was thinking of. A different incident that, because people act up, dude. People act up. They do all kinds of different stuff.
People act wild, you know, in the Comedy Store parking lot, dude. People get a little rambunctious periodically.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put them out.
Put it what?
The people that are acting rambunctious.
Let's just say right now, dude, our comments here do not represent the Comedy Store and its affiliates in any way.
No, not at all.
Any comments said here are of our own volition and do not represent the Comedy Store or its affiliates.
Dude, I mean, fuck, dude. I don't.
I can't believe that there's no security at the Improv. That's terrifying.
Dude, it's the door guys. It's a bunch of autistic.
That's what I'm saying.
Door guys are just.
Yeah, I can't believe that's really crazy. They don't have a security guard.
Dude, that was the thing that was flipping me out when we were in Bishop because I was like, you know, you kind of look around, you're like, this room could get wild
nobody.
At any moment. And
I've had that a few times where stuff starts acting, like stuff starts popping off a tiny bit, and I'm like, oh, there's nobody here to help me out.
Luckily, the host was like 6'9", so that was good.
The host was 6'9", the rapper?
Yeah.
The snitch with the blue hair?
The host is this huge dude.
Is it Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a large man.
He's huge.
Which is funny because I had talked to him before at things, and I never really realized it. And then I saw him on stage the other night, and when he got off, I was like, I never realized what a large man you are.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
What, did you guys fucking tow his ass on the flatbed into town?
Dude, he drove us, man. He drove us up there, and his like knees are like up, you know. He's a huge dude.
He's got to take out the front seat and sit in the back seat while he's
driving. Yeah, dude. He's a big guy, man.
I wish, would you, how big would you like to be? You like where you are?
10 foot.
You want to be 10 feet tall?
Yeah, 10 feet
like
tall.
But like thin? you want to be 10 feet tall, but like not.
Honestly,
like,
I would not mind being like 6'7", 6'8".
No, you'd get annoyed because everyone would want to be like, you don't play basketball? What are you, a loser?
Dude, but I would. I would play. I'd ball so hard.
I think I'd want to be like 6'2" the biggest. No, you know what though? I kind of like where I am. People don't press me.
That's true.
If you're a big guy, people want to press you.
Dude, that was
You know what I'm saying? They want to prove something. They want to press you a little bit. Where I am, people don't fuck with me. People don't press me. I'm like right in the middle zone where I'm not small where they're like, we could fuck this guy over. And I'm not big where people are like, we could press this guy.
Yeah.
I'm right where.
Dude, from 8th, 9th, 10th grade, I was like the big kid. And people would always think that I would want to fight.
They want to press you.
Yeah, because I'm like big. You're like, we would, and it'd be like some fucking midget who was like, just like, hey, you want who you want? I'm like, hey, pal. And
I saw one of those one time, and the little guy smacked the other guy around. It was pretty funny. In high school,
not a good move.
Loved fights in high school.
Oh yeah,
just loved being right there.
Dude, my kids' schools, they got fight channels on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, that's literally like their elementary school and their grade school, their high school. And it's always girls. These fights are fucking
that's
girls.
That's like a dream. Well, I told you that. Did I tell you that whenever we were in San Diego? I don't know if I talked about it in the last pod. Me and Kelly, like, we're in a bar and we got out as it was closing and the block was buzzing.
Really?
Like, the block was, everyone's like, dude, it was fucking awesome. And we were in Ocean Beach, which is like a cool, like a fun part of San, not like a,
yeah, I know,
not like a nightclub-y part, you know. And we get out and they were like, the energy, everybody's just so excited. Everyone's like, people are literally high-fiving. They're like, that was so awesome. This, that. And then we walked down and we realized we had just missed a girl fight.
Oh.
It was like two like mid-30s, early 40s like women.
Yeah.
Like who were like, one of them was like, I'm a mom. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I had to break up a girl fight when I picked up my daughter last week.
Of teenagers?
Dude, out front,
no,
right where
you
I was
can't
picking
get in there.
I was getting in there. I'm fine. I ain't putting up with that shit.
Was your daughter embarrassed?
No.
I was
calling them dumbasses. I was like, you fucking dumbasses. Knock it off. And I like grabbed the girl's finger and pulled her finger back so she'd let go of the girl's hair.
You can't do that. You
I
can't,
had to do it.
You can go to jail for that.
I don't give a shit.
Did you enjoy it a little bit?
I was so pissed.
No, you got to literally.
I was walking up, dude. You would have been. I was annoyed because I'm walking. I'm like,
what if
come
they start?
On.
What if they start whooping on you?
They don't even gonna touch me, dude.
Why?
Because I'm the gout master, dude.
So what if one of them smacked you and then you turned and started fucking them up?
Nah, dude.
And then everyone's like fucking.
What, these little cotton balls
dead.
With their little toothpick arms tapping me on my. Dude, these
are
little
kids.
Was
there no other adult there?
There
was in high school, aren't they?
There was one. No, it was junior high.
That's still pretty good.
Dude, there's some big dudes in
of
junior high.
Of course, whoop your
insane.
Ass.
Insane. But these girls were just like getting after it. So I just grabbed her finger and just.
I would have just sat back and enjoyed it. It's funny.
Nah, dude. I you, as a parent, you got to jump
in. I would have honked the horn. I'm not getting out. I'm not getting involved in any of that. You can't, because I'm telling you, you got to be careful because you fucking grab one of them and push them and they fall down. And now it's like, oh, do you everyone see? Now there's a video online of you pushing down some girl. Yeah. They cut it to make it look like you're the guy.
Yeah.
They add music to it. They do it on the channel. Now you don't want to.
Local white supremacist.
You can't get involved in that, dude. You gotta protect your image.
Nah, dude, I'm not.
Was everyone like, this guy's gay for breaking up the fight? Was anyone mad at you?
No. Everybody was like.
Good job.
Yeah, pretty much. Like it was because there was another parent got out of their car. And like, you know, put the flashers on and like jumped out and was helping. So, I mean.
Was helping one of the girls beat up the other girl.
Yeah. It wasn't even a fight. That's the thing. The fights are so stupid because it just starts with like a bunch of swing misses. A girl maybe hits another girl in the head with like her forearm on accident. And then they just grab hair.
So you should have been out there being like, y'all don't even know how to fight.
Yeah.
See, whenever I was in high school, we would go. Imagine how mad your parents would be if this. We would go after school. To somebody's house nearby. I mean, a lot of times people would like fight at like the park. There was a few different parks. Behind one of the grocery stores was a good spot.
Yeah.
This other park that was like around, not close to the school, but was like a mile away. It was like a few different park options that you could go fight at, like little venues for the fight, you know, where you're like, meet me here, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And then, but other times, if people were mildly beefing or not beefing at all and just wanted to do whatever, we would go to this guy's house whose parents weren't there. That was nearby, like, would fill the backyard with people. It looked like a big party, but then people were fighting with UFC gloves. And then it all was very fun until this one kid fell and snapped his arm.
Ooh.
And then we got no more.
Dude, the most
but yeah,
brutal.
My friend Julian's dad was there all the time. He's Joe, dude. He's the man. He was a boxer back in the day, the Native American guy. Sickest dude ever.
Yeah.
He would be there kicking it with his cane and be like, giving people tips and shit. He was way into it. He's a man.
Dude, when I was in high school, I remember seeing this one fight, dude. It wasn't even a fight. It was a guy who got hit. He fell from full standing position, hit his head on a curb, and blood everywhere, dude.
Did he die?
No, but he was out of school for like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Did the other guy
up.
Get in trouble? Or?
I think he got expelled.
Everyone kept the code.
Yeah, no, he got expelled, I'm pretty sure. Damn. But yeah, dude. No, the move, if you're breaking up a fight, there's a lot of moves, but
just stick your finger up their ass. Yeah,
that's how you let get let go. No, dude, if they're facing each other, I just put my butt towards them and I grab the bottom of their pant leg or their leg, and just
why do you sound like you
it.
Do this all the time?
I had to do it when I was working at the Center for Autism.
Oh yeah.
So we would just
take down a fucking pillar.
You basically headlock their leg and just start walking away, and then they're just being dragged behind you.
Yeah, dude. But I'm telling you, if you get caught on video doing that, it's not going to look good for you.
I mean, it's not something I plan on doing. You know,
I can't believe you did it in the first. I would have just started. Was it at the school?
It was out front of the school.
Where's the employees? Where's the adults? Where's the bus driver?
I'm sure they were in there. I'm sure there was a probably. Dude, that's the thing about some of these teachers out there. They look like junior high kids. Like, they look like kids. Like, so she might have been in the mix. It might have been one of her.
Getting her ass
whooped.
Fuck you, Mrs. G. I ain't trying to fill out another scantron. Yeah. You're whooping on them. Yeah. Was your daughter nearby?
Yeah, she got in the car.
I would have been like, you embarrass me.
Nah, dude. She hates all those chicks. Like, she's like they're all like the girls that fight. And like, there's so many girls that are like little badasses that she'll tell me, like, talk shit and just like are always fighting. And like, it's constant. Like, girls are always fighting at school, apparently. Like,
well, yeah, they're all fucking hormonal.
Like, I told her, I asked her if they're boys fight and stuff. She's like, I don't think I've seen a boys fight. But I've seen a lot of girls fight, like every day, basically.
I might go kick it out there if you're saying there's action all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude. You get those junior high girl fights. It's just me and you sitting on lawn chairs with popcorn.
Oh, I'd be thrilled. I have a
outside of the fence.
Yeah, we're vaping. Yeah, we're sitting outside the school. We have binoculars. Like, we're bird watching. People are like, you guys are, what are you, like perverts? We're like, no, we're waiting for them to fight each other. We got money on this.
I heard Cindy trying to steal your man.
Yeah, we could get in there. We could spread shit. We could have, I don't know, a small person go in there and pose as a child to like little, like.
Get Brad Williams to go in.
Get Brad Williams to go in and like spread drama. I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Dude, that would be an undercover student.
Yeah, or like, because people get in trouble for doing that, for trying to have sex with young people. That just happened where a chick, I read a news story, who was like 23, was posing as a online as a homeschooled 14-year-old.
Really?
Hot. But she was getting railed by teenagers.
Dude, what is wrong with these women?
I don't understand why you want to get railed by someone in high school.
I don't get that either.
Are they good at fucking?
I don't know. I guess
I'm going to have to find out.
I mean, you're going to have to do the research.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I do not understand, especially because they always seem to be attractive. Like these teachers, yes, these teachers that are screwing their students, they're usually attractive. I don't get it.
Man, to have the confidence of a 14-year-old who makes a move on the teacher, that is so sick.
It is. I mean, it's like to game up your teacher and just be like.
And for it to work?
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild, dude. Yeah, one of the employees at the improv was telling me about. He's like, yeah, man, my first time. She was like 18. I was 14. I was just like, shit. And he's like, dude, man, like you just like, oh, bro. Took me by the hand,
majorly bricked up.
Yeah, it's like he's getting hard talking to me, and he's like, dude, man, she just took me by the hand, just showed me the ropes. This is like really. Really ushered me into manhood, you know, whatever. And I was like, wow.
You got molested, dog.
Yeah. I go, you should file charges.
Yeah.
No, but he was like, but if it was the other way, I go, yeah, that's completely, completely different story.
Yeah. What does that fall under? Because, I mean, if you're 18 and 17, that's pretty good, right?
I mean, legally, no, but yeah. I feel like if your girlfriend's a year older than you or whatever, like, who cares? Like,
yeah, what happens? What, you're dating somebody, you're both 17, one of you turns 18, you're like,
what do we do?
Gotta wait, see what's up.
Dude, that's where the parents can get real wild. You know, they can.
Oh, the parents start fucking them.
Yeah. No, they can file statutory.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, statutory. Yeah, dude. I got all these tools in my tool belt.
You're ready to file statutory?
I'm ready, dude. Don't be messing with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Statutory someone.
I don't care if they led you. It ain't happening. All right. My kids, I told them no sex till they're 30. They got to wait.
It's a bad idea.
I'm like, do it like I did it. You know?
Yeah, right, dude. You got to sleep around, find out what you like and don't like.
That shit's wild, dude. I was talking to somebody about that too.
Get
where
they're dick
like,
in the dirt.
They're like fucking these dumb chicks because they're pretty or whatever, and I'm just like, what a.
You're talking to Jackson?
No, I mean it might as well be. There's a bunch of comics like that are just like.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine being an ex. Like a. I can't imagine being like. I mean, obviously, like I couldn't imagine still being like. Oh, I gotta. Yeah, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Out there?
Well, dude, it's these guys are just
and some
like,
of that. Some people are like that forever. It's so exhausting. It seems like
when they get heartbroken, they're like heartbroken over the. Oh man, I can't believe it's like, who are we talking about? Her? You can't believe that it didn't work out with this dumb chick that you would have no interest in if she were not a sexual option. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I was telling him, I can't say everybody should do it like I did it, but if you take sex out of these equations, you have no problems because you're only with these women who are ruining your life because you want to fuck. And if you were just interested in building a relationship with somebody.
Just chemically castrate yourself.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just, I mean, it's
or
hard.
Or just stop thinking with your dick, jack off, and then go on the dating profile. Like,
it's hard, I mean, because there are some people who are, you know, are trying to date and are trying to settle down, trying to whatever, and they keep meeting. A lot of people are completely psychotic.
Dude, everybody's going to be fucking their Roombas in like 10 years, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
There's going to be a few steps along the way that are a little rough.
Yeah. Dude, we're in it right now. Nobody's fucking. The young generations, they aren't. They aren't having sex.
What are they doing?
I don't know. But, dude, look at the stats of like.
Who's keeping stats on children fucking?
A lot of people.
That's also bad.
Not children, but like high school, like
that's children.
College.
College. You know, nah, people are fucking, dude.
They are, but not as much based on surveys. You know, so they're either they're being too humble or timid about it, or
if
what?
If you are somebody that, if you keep records of high schoolers fucking, you might be a fucking bad one.
Dude, the guy that actually brought this whole sexual revolution of this whole gender non-binary, all that stuff, the doctor that did that, he kept records of.
He's a doctor of annoyance.
there's records of basically climax or orgasm on. Fucking kids as young as like, I think it was like 5 or 6, like looking at orgasms of like all these people. That was what he was studying.
He's giving kids orgasms for science.
Yes. Yeah. There's somebody does a bit about it, about the guy, but they don't put that in there. But yeah, the guy that really started looking into this whole
Dr. Goebbels is at the Holocaust. I was doing all the experiments.
I mean, it might as well be, I'm not going to look it up, but there's
you'll go to jail. The 5-year-old orgasming, you're going to go to jail.
It's the guy. He's being cited on all these the gender shit. All the
if you search shit like that, does it actually is somebody like flag that? Is there somebody that sees that? I'm not me being like, oh, I'm going to go check that out.
No, absolutely. If you look up child pornography, absolutely, yeah.
So if you Google child pornography, how long would it take for someone to show up at your house? You think?
I don't know. We got to do the research. You know. I mean, are you using a VPN, you know, are you...
Because whenever people do that, whenever people get caught, they get caught with a bunch of it. If you just...
It's illegal to possess.
It's illegal to possess, yeah. It's illegal... I think it's illegal to look at, even, like, to... Because if you have it on... If you're looking at it, it's on your... You possess it.
What if somebody shows you a printed out thing, and then they're like, you're going to jail?
I think you're probably... That's probably entrapment.
Yeah.
You're like... Yeah, they're like, check this out.
And you're like, oh, shit. And they're like, there's a cop standing right there.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Like, dang it, dude. Yeah, that's
another one. Dude, we should do that. We should set up a child porn checkpoint. Just get people, if they're trying to get the numbers up.
Just show a picture.
Plant child porn on somebody. You pull someone over. You're like, I just found this hard drive in the back. I wonder what that is.
No, you just like, you have like one of those heat cameras. And then you just show like the picture of JonBenet Ramsey, and then you're just like looking through with your goggles. You're like, step out of the car, sir.
Can't believe they never figured that out, JonBenet Ramsey.
I think they kind of did, but it was all a day late and a dollar short.
Why?
I think it was just too the whole.
What happened?
Inquiry was
she
mishandled.
Disappeared, and then they found her buried on the property.
I don't know too much about JonBenet. I don't remember, but I do remember that. That it was all handled very poorly. Like the investigation was botched and shit.
Damn, dude.
It's a real bummer.
I didn't do it.
Well, me neither.
That's all I got.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. That's when anytime anything happens, like there's a mass shooting.
I don't think you were born when JonBenet Ramsey died.
Anytime there's a mass shooting, people are talking about it. They're like, yeah, it's all so fucked up. I'm like, dude, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, like I was a guilty guy. Like, dude, I didn't do it. I didn't do that.
Actually is a pretty good way to get out of those conversations.
Yeah, that was not me.
I had nothing to do with it.
Dude, there's big news right now. They're saying to be careful because they're saying that there's been word of a big attack coming. You got to be careful out there is what people are saying.
A big attack? Like a terrorist?
Yeah, the FBI is letting you know. What are they saying exactly? I saw this the other day. Hold on.
Dude, this is...
Yeah, so it's saying did not gather in... It's saying because of the eclipse that could be a target. And they're saying that it's FBI's, you know, fucking telling you to be careful.
Thanks, FBI.
Well, they said it's funny because
like a mom after you're leaving the house. Drive safe.
Yeah. No, they say our warning of violence targeting mass gatherings days before millions gather to watch the eclipse. Special bulletin specifically warns people to be cautious of mass gatherings. I saw this yesterday before the concert and I was like, sheesh, I got to go.
Yeah. I mean, you already got your ticket.
I know.
you know, imagine that. They're like, hey, they're gonna. There's guys waiting there to kill. And I'm like, what? I fucking spent $75.
Dude, I'd like to see them try. If I'm there, dude, I'd like to see them fucking try.
But it's also similar. So this is a thing too,
dude. If I saw any terrorists, you know what I do?
What?
I get behind him, I grab their leg, I drag them away.
Yeah, so
you that's
break
what
it up.
You do.
Dude,
you know how to break it up. Dude.
If you saw people doing a mass shooting, you'd walk right up to them and know how to
dude,
do
hell
stop
yeah.
Them.
I mean,
yeah, so this
you know, but, be, it, dude, if I saw somebody trying to do a mass shooting, I'd be like, hey, grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
I'd say, I'm not doing that with you.
Yeah, I ain't doing this.
No, this was a big thing, too. On March 7th, the U.S. officials gave Russia, like through the embassy, was like, hey, be careful with large gatherings for 48 hours. There's imminent plans from extremists. And then 2 days later, they fucking did that whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know what sucks? Doesn't suck. It's
brutal.
But it's like, I saw that yesterday and I was like, I'm going to not tell my girlfriend that.
Well, yes, because there's really nothing.
All that's going to do is
scare her.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, I told her, I was like, I know we're going to this thing. Anybody tries anything, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Also, man, that would be a wild place to do a thing like that. Which they did it in Vegas, but that guy was far away. But if you were trying to do like a boots on the ground attack like that at a country concert, there's a lot of tough guys there who are gonna try to put a stop to it. And when I say tough guys, I'm putting it
let's
in quotations.
Roll.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who would be like, I'm fucking, and especially a lot of drunk guys.
Yeah, dude.
Me, I'm fucking out.
Dude, I watched that whole documentary on the Vegas shooting, dude. And man, there were some people that stepped up. Just
brave
as fuck, dude. Wild, like running into the fray to
pull country,
people
it's a,
out.
A country concert. It's a bunch of drunk rednecks.
And dude, that's the thing about that shit. Where it's just like people talk so much shit on like you know drunk redneck cowboys and whatnot. But you watch like a tragedy like that, and you see how people respond. Dude, it was wild. Like the amount of people that were going back in. Or like trying to help and stuff.
I work with a girl.
It's
that
amazing.
Shot in that thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, I worked with her before, and then she got shot at that thing. She's alive. She got fucked up.
Where did they shoot her?
I think she got shot like through the chest.
Really?
I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't. I had to stop myself. But she got shot with like an AR-15, obviously.
Fuck.
But she got fucking. She'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
She was pretty twisted for a while. I think she's fine now.
That's wild.
So, there's a few people from Bakersfield who died in that thing.
Oh, you were somebody who worked with at Bakersfield.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. Yeah, dude, that stuff is nuts. But if that happened in front of me, dude,
I would fucking I would help my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and I would be like, let's get out of here this way,
dude.
I like to think maybe if I was like fucked up or something, I would be like help. I'd help people along the way. But I would not be going back in. I'm sorry.
If you read a report that was like, there's a man who's targeting brunettes named Kelly who have a twin, would you say anything?
Yes, dude. I'm just trying to keep fucking shit cool at the fucking concert.
I'm just saying, if like, because even if you did hear something that was that specific, like, there's not a lot you can do. You know, it's just like, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to never do anything?
I refuse to live in fear.
Yeah, I won't live in fear, dude.
No, I just read that and I was like, ah, that's not great. But it's like, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like security in America is maybe more intense than other places.
It has to be right now. I mean, with all this stuff going on.
But it's also crazy is I read that yesterday and both nights this week I went to large gatherings.
Yeah.
Both nights this week on a Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. No, I was at some large gatherings myself.
I mean, I was at a theater and then an arena.
Dude, what if
I was staring terrorism in the face and saying, you will not do anything to me.
Dude, I read an FBI list. They were saying that you got to be careful of large gatherings where Craig Robinson is playing the piano because they say
he won't stop.
He won't stop.
Yeah, that's
he won't stop.
You could die of exhaustion.
You could die of exhaustion, dude. dude, we went to the West Side Comedy Theater anniversary party.
Oh,
dude, that shit was popping. They had a live band for karaoke.
That's fun.
It was great.
Did you get up there?
Nah, I didn't do it. Baldinger got up there. Jeff Baldinger got up there and sang
Queen.
He sang Journey or something. I can't remember, but I missed it. I was out front.
Were people improvising?
No, dude, they were, but there was a lot of screaming and just bad singing and stuff. And
yeah, the Comedy Store does karaoke at the Christmas party. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's, I mean,
there was a security guard at the Comedy Store whose lady was there. He's a funny guy because he's like a very, what's the word exactly? He's like a caricature of a person from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then he goes, this song goes out to my girlfriend. I love you. I fucking love you. She's there. And then I try to remember exactly. I think it was the song. Was like, would you whisper in my ear? Think you want to feel? I'll give you everything. He's fucking wasting. And then that night there was a
old, so why don't you slide?
There was an old. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to make the Comedy Store security sound like they're prone to violence. I can't paint them in a bad light, dude. My comments do not reflect.
Yeah. I know they're consummate professionals.
Yeah, they're all. Yeah, not a good look right now though.
Dude, when Jeff was up there singing, I was out front, like just hanging out and talking to people, and like Barucha was there, and you know a bunch of the Dead Kevin guys were there, and. We were out front, so we were just all talking.
We're like, what's up with that, Dead Kevin? Hey, come on.
Yeah, what happened to that? My name is Kevin. Well, I should probably be in it, right? And they're like, we haven't made a video in 6 years. Like, oh, okay, cool. No, but some guy comes over, and he's like, hey, you guys want some weed or whatever? And like, we just, you know, guy, he was had a joint or whatever. And then one of the people in the circle goes, somebody got weed? And this other guy comes over, and he goes, cocaine? Somebody got cocaine? And here, and we were like, so this other person was like, no, we have weed. And then from that guy saying it, another guy comes over and says, did somebody say it was cocaine over here?
Did you know the people were?
No, I had no idea.
It's funny the way the people who do coke, because last night on the way out of the concert, I went to the bathroom and this guy was literally just loudly in the bathroom being like, who has cocaine?
Yeah, dude.
Somebody has to have cocaine.
Dude, people are.
And it's like, does that mean that guy was doing cocaine and ran out?
Definitely. Yeah, he did it 10 minutes ago and was like, I need more.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's the worst drug ever. I hate people who are on it. It fucking kills people.
I went to a party. It was very fun 2 weeks ago. It was very fun because we were on a party bus.
Hell yeah.
It was fun. Riding around on a party bus, crushing beers. Funny thing about this party, it was almost out of order because it was we're on the party bus, crushing beers, dancing, having fun, and then for like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, I think, and then we go to Korean barbecue. Crush that. Very fun. This place, Road to Seoul Korean barbecue in LA. Very fun. They were doing light shows. It was a fucking blast.
That's great.
Great food. And then so we do that, and then we get back on the bus, and then we're like went to like a nightclub downtown to like have fun and party, and people are going hard. But it was very funny because like once me and Kelly got there, we're like, I'm fucking beat, man. Like,
yeah.
We just crushed Korean barbecue.
Hell yeah.
We definitely didn't pace ourselves either.
Eating all that meat, that'll slow you down.
You know what's nice, though? How nice is this? Especially for myself. It's Korean barbecue. There's only so many people that can fit on each table. So there's one long table, and then on the other side, there's a table for 4 to 6, and on this side, there's a table for 4 to 6. And on we made it just right, so our table was just me, Kelly, Cooper, and Joe Carl.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're all agreeable. We want this. We don't want that.
Yeah.
I could see there was a few other people in the party that we made eye contact with across the thing that were like, damn.
Yeah. They're like getting the lengua.
Yeah. Well, they're just at a Korean barbecue with someone you've just met. That's hard.
It's hard.
It's like trying to push a damn thing up a motherfucking thing.
Trying to push a worm and yeah. Try to push a hoe.
It was fun. But then we got to the nightclub, had a drink. We're just kind of like fucking. And then actually we stopped at another bar downtown, the Escondide, on the way home, and this guy threatened to kill me.
I get that.
It was just this fucked up dude. This fucked up dude. This Latino dude sitting in a chair next to me. He was just like, I'm fucking badass motherfucker, dude. I was like, hell yeah, dude. I'm like, that's what's up. Like, I was just like, that's fucking tight. And then he was like, yeah, man, I'm fucking crazy. And I'm like, dude.
Hell yeah.
I literally am like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I like that. Then, you know? And then he was like, I'll fucking smoke you. And I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but I'm glad you're confident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like looking at the bartender and I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
I've had a guy tell me he could kick my ass. I'm like, I bet you can. I bet I also, you can't. Please don't.
One, that was one night.
Which you couldn't.
I didn't have, just because I knew we were going to that nightclub, I didn't have Mace on me. Any other time, I would have been like, I don't know about that. And I would have pressed him just a tiny bit to get him to almost act out. And I would have just maced the absolute hell out of him. I would have loved it.
Dude, speaking of Mace, what do you think about P. Diddy, huh?
Oh. Yeah, I can't comment.
Can't comment.
No, it seems like he's I talked to let's say an industry insider.
Ooh, okay.
Person who probably knows him, yeah, at least loosely, knows a lot of those people. And he was like, he is in trouble. He was like, he's like, this is not going away.
No,
like,
fucking way, dude. The amount of resources the police have put into this investigation already. Ooh. That live footage, dude, I remember watching the live footage. They got dual live footage to both of his estates. Like one on the East Coast, one West Coast. It's like
they're doing insurrection.
Fucking wild. Yeah, dude. There's, you don't do that shit if it's just somebody made a claim or somebody tweeted about you. You know, they got proof.
They got his ass going.
He's gonna be going away for a long time. It's bummer too, dude, that he had to go away for so much gay shit. You know, that's not good for his rep and the, you know,
oh,
if
where
he goes
he's
to jail.
Being gay?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you like get in trouble for
in jail, they'll still be like starstruck, I feel like.
Yeah, but I don't know in the black community, man, to have the gay accusations, it's not as gangster, you know.
No, there's I think shit, yeah,
a lot of brothers saw that R. Kelly documentary and was like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because he wasn't being gay
because he wasn't being gay. Yeah. But with Diddy, dude, they ain't feeling it. I got my hand on the pulse.
Is that true?
Yeah, you did
like a Family Feud.
I did.
We asked 100 brothers. Let's hear the top common answer.
Welcome to Brothers Poll.
Yeah, I was like, we asked 100 brothers what they thought of the thing. Top answer on the board. And they're like, hell no. Nah. And like, ding. It's like number one.
That's your gay.
Hell no. Nah. And be like, some people are just like that. That's like there's like the one point.
Yeah. It ain't none of my business.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it all works out for Diddy.
Soopy. Yeah, dude, I don't really care. I never really loved Diddy. Soupy's looking weird right now.
He's tired as fuck.
Soupy, go to bed, bud. You want to come over here?
He ran around the dog park like a fucking maniac.
You're exhausted, bud.
Look at him, yeah. He's literally one eye.
Dude, he looks weird.
He's tired. Soupy, it's okay. You go to bed.
Be chill, dude. Chill out. Soupy is fine. You can take a nap. Well, boys, this has been another fantastic episode. Just shooting the shit, chopping up the breeze. I hope you boys feel like you're sitting on the couch with us, just chopping it up. You know, a little personal, a little impersonal. You know, petting the dog, you know, dragging off the dog, you know. And Evan Cassidy always used to do that. Anytime I'd be like, what are you doing? He's just jacking the dog off. That was always his response. Yeah, just jacking the dog off, man. But yeah, dude, we love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Funny for Nothing. If you want more, send us an email, funnyfornothingpod@gmail.com, and let us know what's up. We love getting those emails from you guys. Come out and see us live. We got dates. Follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff.
Dog's nose was dry. I had to put some water on it. Yeah, dude, 7 to 9 almost every Sunday at the Comedy Store. Follow Faster Horses on Instagram. We'll see them the next show.
Dude,
this last one was a fucking
sick show. The place was packed.
Band was ripping. Comics
Legion
were
43, baby.
Dude, American Post 43.
It's fantastic.
Rory Scovel was there. He was stoked. Todd Glass called me to tell me how much fun he had.
It's great. It's fantastic.
I don't want this to sound like a bit.
That's what he said.
No. I'm done with bits.
What if I did? What if I did call you?
What if I did call you? All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being there for me all the time. You're my best friends in the
world. Send us some encouraging words. You know, we're always on the brink.
Oh, dude.
Always on the brink.
Ready
and you guys pull us from the edge. So thank you so much.
One foot closer to bam, bam, bam. Goodbye.
And thanks for holding on to us, you know, through the inconsistency of our posting schedule.
You know what, dude?
You
know? Sometimes you put it out, sometimes you don't.
Just
know that we do it for you guys no matter what we do. Well, every step we take.
Yeah, I don't feel like we've put in an episode where I felt very compelled to do it like I have. Oh, I got to put an episode. Like every time we've done it, it's been pretty chill. I've been having a good time, you know. It's
loving it. I love you guys. I hope everyone's out there is living.
Hope this is good background fodder for your daily life. You're at the cubicle. You're on the fucking fishing boat. I think one of those guys works on.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there at sea. You're worried about your life. And you're like, you know what? Let me get some fucking hope.
Yeah. And if you're out there, you're looking at some hot chick and you know she's just a train wreck and she's dumb, go jack off.
Just jack off. Hey, that's how we got to end this episode off.
Jack off and then find a good woman or a good man. You know, don't let your crotch do the dealing for you.
You want to fuck somebody? Fuck somebody. Get in the pit and fucking fuck somebody.
I wish you would step back from that chick, my friend.
I love you guys. I hope everyone's well. Goodbye.
Stay gay.